What is up, everybody? I'm your host, Lauren Lapid, a 22-year-old from the suburbs of Southern California, a recent-ish college graduate, and now a fresh New Yorker trying to adult in this crazy post-college life. You're listening to Rookies in the Real World, and in today's episode, we have some exciting news to debrief for you. We are moving to Soho.
It's Rookies in the Real World. Whoa. It's time for real talk on becoming an adult.
Okay, welcome back to Rookies in the Real World, episode 20. Holy shit, you heard that right. 20 episodes, a whole 5 months of doing this podcast. And okay, I just like cannot believe how much it has grown and how much has happened the last 5 months. So to all of my new listeners, thank you so much for joining the Rookie Gang. I'm so stoked to have you on board. To my returning listeners, I'm sending you guys all of the love and good vibes because this podcast would not be what it is today without you. So thank you guys for your support and your love. I am so excited to continue this journey with all of you and be on the lookout in the next few weeks for a giveaway on Instagram. That'll be exciting. We've got some rookies and merch in the works. So with that, let's get into it. Grab your drinks because it is time for another Wine Wednesday. So as per usual, the last 3 weeks have been filled with wholesome, helpful content. So to recap, Rookies is a podcast that operates in four-week cycles as we cover something New York City specific 1 week, the next week is career growth, and then the third week is general adulting, and we wrap up, of course, with a monthly Wine Wednesday. So this month for our New York City specific episode, I gave you guys a little bit of a rundown as to why I moved to New York City and the highs and lows from my first year living in Manhattan. For our career development episode, I was joined by Emily Gigliotti of the Purpose Project podcast in a jointly programmed release where we talked about LinkedIn and networking in your early 20s on Rookies. And then on her podcast, The Purpose Project, we broke down professional confidence. So go check her podcast out if you haven't already. That was a super good episode. And then last week on our adulting episode, we had a blast chatting with Brandon Lee, action actor and TikToker, about what it means to really just take ownership of your life, pursue your passions, do the goddamn thing. And today we bring back one of your favorites, my roommate, my New York City partner in crime, for another fucking Wine Wednesday. So sit back, crack open your favorite alcoholic beverage of choice and drink along with us. Okay, Rookie Gang, so I have a confession to make. This is take three because we've had technical difficulties. So Blau and I are probably 3/4 of a bottle of wine in. And usually when we begin Wine Wednesdays, we're maybe like half a glass in. So
tea will be spilled.
Yeah, so don't worry. If things get a little sloppy, like, sorry, but probably not because you're going to love hearing this shit unfiltered. But like, let's just recap. We're doing this again, round three. Blau is a digital coordinator at Ketchum, and it's a top PR agency in the world. So like, really, she's killing it. Copywriting queen, literally so hip, truly killing it. And if you ever need a discount code for like any website, Blau is so good at finding one. So, you know, can't speak highly enough of her. So Blau, welcome back to Rookies. Thanks for doing this.
I'm so happy to be here. Hello, Rookie Gang.
It would not be the same without you. Blau has been supportive since the day fucking one. So let's shake it up a bit. For this icebreaker, what has been your favorite part of living in New York City? And then what has been your least favorite?
Ooh, okay. Favorite part is just that it's the center of the world. Everyone lives here at some point, yes, or passes through. There's so many opportunities right at your fingertips, and like, the city is awake all the time. That's my favorite part about living in New York City. My least favorite part is the financial aspect of it, for sure. Like, you can't live in New York City without thinking that it's normal to pay like $20 for a cocktail, which is just insane. And for an apartment, like, just
it's kind of fucked.
This city is expensive. You pay the price to live here, but it's worth it in the end.
Yes. And I mean, okay, guys, I spoiled it in the intro, but we have big news, like big girl news, like put your big girl pants on because we have big girl news. And you guys have heard about the elevated college frat house, trap house apartment we live in. We've talked about it in detail on our first ever episode of Rookies. And in episode 5, actually, Blau and I talked about like just the mess that we had to partake in to get into this apartment to begin with. And so if you scroll far back enough, you will find a video of us touring this apartment. It's a minute long because the apartment is literally so fucking small. It only takes like a minute or two to walk through.
It's insane.
So, you know, we're ready for our come up. We deserve this come up. And to be honest, we went through the ringer trying to get our new apartment.
Like, if you thought getting our current apartment right now was a messy story, just buckle up and get ready for this one.
Like, think about COVID. Just think about the money. Just think about everything. And then it's worse. So we're going to dive into it. This is how the episode is going to go down. We have to recap our top five memories in the Easy Bake apartment here in Chelsea, Hudson Yards, because we owe it some love.
We do. It brought us together.
It was our first apartment. You know, like, that's a milestone in and of itself. But then we're going to get into the tea because we need to unwind and just let you guys know what we've endured the last 2 weeks of our lives.
There was a seance involved. There was a lot of mishaps.
Yeah. There's a lot of alcohol, a lot of frustration. And we're not violent people, but, you know, sometimes just shit sets us off and we've discovered a lot about ourselves and our peers. But we're going to get into that. Let's start with saying goodbye to 508 Blau. What's number five? What's our, like, top fifth memory?
Number five, what brought us together originally was binge watching Love Island this past season.
Yes.
Love Island is a UK reality dating show. It's amazing. Check it out if you haven't.
The men are so hot. And
the
women.
The men, everyone. The women, the sayings. I'm like, I just want to have a British accent and, like, be on that show.
The USA cast can, like, it literally, like, they can't even hold a candle to the UK cast.
No, not even. And we would literally watch, because they come out with an episode a night. So if if you love reality TV, this is where it's at. Because an episode a night. So that was our little ritual. We'd come home from work.
We'd coordinate. We'd be like, okay, I'm coming home from work at 6. Like, we're going to watch, like, plug it into the TV, like, committed.
Exactly. It was what brought us together. It's the OG origin story of Blau and Lauren.
And it's because, you know, when I first moved here, you guys have heard about Voldemort, he who shall not be named, my ex. We're going to refer to him as Voldemort from now on. I spent my weekends with him. So Love Island on the weekdays was like a me and Blau time. And now Voldemort doesn't exist. So we're past that. But that has to be number five.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, number four, Blau, is I think it's the housewarming party.
I do too.
Which also happened 3.5 or 4 months.
We just weren't ready to have guests over for a really long time.
We didn't get a couch until 3 months in, if that says anything about us. And it's, like, not even a real couch, if I'm being honest.
No, it's like a trundle bed.
It's sad.
We're looking at it right now.
We're like looking at it with so much disdain.
This motherfucker.
Because it's, like, navy blue and ugly. And it's not comfortable.
Not at all.
But we had this housewarming. And then, mind you, so, like, what do you think the square footage of our apartment, like, in this living room is, Blau?
Oh, the living room?
Yeah, like, just this.
200 square feet? Maybe less.
Maybe less. And we fit like 20 people in our apartment, which should be illegal. Like, that's like for sure against fire.
It's a fire hazard and it got rowdy for sure.
And it was, you know, we're still kind of new to New York. And so it was like coworkers and like kind of friends. And one of my coworkers got a little too drunk. And I think just like the best way to describe it is unfortunate. So Blau is like, okay, we're going Barcade. And
yes.
We didn't realize that there were like two different
Barcade is a franchise.
I didn't know that.
Neither did I.
And I had only ever been to the one in the East Village. And so Blau and our friends Alana, who's going to be on this podcast soon, they were like, okay, we're going to walk. And I was, in my mind, I was like, that's a far walk. And so we call an Uber.
That would have taken like an hour for us to walk to the East Village. That was far.
And then we get in the Uber and we get to the East Village one. I text Blau and she's like, we're not in East Village. Like, where is the other Barcade?
There's one in like Chelsea proper. It took us like 20 minutes to walk there.
We're idiots. So my coworkers and I Ubered to the East Village. And so we're, okay, we've already fucking like split up. Here we go. So Blau and half of our friends are at Barcade in Chelsea. My coworkers and I, including, you know, just emotional one. We're in the East Village and my night went awry, to say the least. Just awry.
Please unpack it for us.
You know, there's just like that one person that always gets a little too drunk when nobody else is at that level. Like, there were some tears involved. There were some spilled beer.
Oh, God.
And this coworker spent the night with me and like, love her. She's great. But, you know, for like a housewarming party, and mind you, I'd only probably been at this job for like 3 months.
Also, again, keyword coworker.
It was a lot to handle. But, you know, I feel like, again, shit shows bring people together. And so we got to give our housewarming some credit because it started out really fun.
Yeah. It's more about the beginning of the night than the end of the night.
I agree. We crushed a lot of White Claws, a lot of beer. And that's, you know what, when I look back, that's probably what I'm going to try and think of, not the rest of the night. Maybe more on that another episode. Okay, number three. I think, so this might be one of our sloppiest nights, Blah.
Oh, God, I know what you're going to say.
Vandal.
Vandal.
Fucking, it wasn't even Vandal's fault because we got good food. But here's the thing. I feel like it's a trend with me and Blau and just like our little like nuclear group of friends. We go into a liquor store and we say, where's your cheapest bottle of tequila?
Famous last words.
That's happened multiple times. And Vandal, that night, I think, so Vandal's a restaurant in the Lower East Side, turns into a club, but we didn't stay for the club part. We fully went to eat a meal.
Yeah, it was going to be wholesome because our friend Julia had just gotten a job and we were like going to celebrate. We sent her this like surprise cupcake. It was a very wholesome night to begin with.
And then it devolved. Common theme, it devolved.
Yeah, because you're like two cocktails in at dinner and at first you're like, oh, should we go out? And then after two cocktails, you're like, we're going out. Where are we going?
So we ended up going to a liquor store and dead ass, we walked in. We locked eyes with the guy behind the counter and we said, where is your cheapest bottle of tequila, sir? And it was like a fifth, right? It was like a baby bottle, like half a liter. I don't even know. It was like half a liter. And we came back to our apartment. We are, first off, it's three of us.
For one bottle.
For one bottle. We killed that bottle during the pregame. It's 11:30 and we haven't left our apartment. We're fully jamming to like Hannah Montana, like playlist from high school.
That's when you know you're really fucked up.
And we haven't left. And so Blau calls us an Uber. Blau, take it away.
Okay. At this point, I was really drunk. And, you know, we all don't make the best decisions when we're drunk. I was fully planning on going to the Jane, which is this really fun.
Our stomping grounds.
Yeah. It's like a fun bar / nightclub. It's very dancey. It's like a dancey bar in Chelsea. And we were going to go, so I called us all an Uber. I even had, like, my friend meet up with us at our apartment to go this place with us. And I called us an Uber. And then who do I get a text from? I get a text from a man that I have been sleeping with. And forever. He is like, do you want to come over? I will call you an Uber. And all I read was those final words. I will call you an Uber. I would always say yes,
to be fair.
And I said yes in a heartbeat without actually consulting with anyone that was there at the pregame.
No one told us. No one. We had no clue.
So when the Uber got there for them, I was like, oh, you guys all go ahead. I have another Uber. I'm actually going to a man's house tonight.
And Katie and I looked at her. Shout out Katie and Julia. Even though Julia chickened out that night and was like, no, I can't.
She was like, I'm not going out.
So
her loss.
Honestly, though, we have another messy story with her coming up. So she's not coming out unscathed from the 508. But we get into this Uber. Mind you, this is probably the second or third time I've ever hung out with Katie. And we were getting plastered, like absolutely hammered. We had finished. So think about it. We had probably had each like four shots at the pregame. We had two like frosés at Vandal during dinner. And then we get to the Jane and Katie and I are like, okay, so like vodka Red Bulls. I learned a few weeks ago from Vanessa Rock, another podcaster, that two vodka Red Bulls is the equivalent of Coke. Like your brain will process it the same as Coke. I learned that. So yeah, I was unwell. But flash forward to the end of the night. I'm like, I know I need to go home. It's late and I'm not walking home, even though it's perfectly walking distance. I was just at the point of no return. So the bouncer looks at me and just like knows I'm inherently too drunk to call myself an Uber. Bless his soul. Helps me flag down a cab. And I am so drunk that – and the Jane isn't far, Blau, right? It's like – it's honestly like a 20-minute walk. Like it's not
probably far. A 20-minute walk.
Five-minute drive up the street. We're on the same fucking avenue. And my ass forgets that I'm – in a taxi and not an Uber. This is a common New York thing. I can't be the only one that's ever gone through this. But I try to get out of this cab fully, like without paying. And the cab driver.
Common mistake.
Is like, what the fuck? Like, you didn't pay. And I was like, yes, I did. I paid on the app. And he goes, lady, this isn't an Uber. And I'm like, oh shit. like, I am in a yellow taxi cab. Pull out my card, swipe it, get out. And honestly, I got to give myself credit for not vomiting in the Uber because I was like, I can't afford
the
$200
taxi,
fee.
Lauren.
Oh, the taxi.
It wasn't an Uber. God, it,
the wine is getting to me. The moment I step out of that cab and it drives away, in my mind, I thought I was vomiting behind the dumpster. In reality, I was vomiting fully in front of the dumpster. Didn't know. I really thought I had like poked my head behind and had made it. But in the morning, I walked outside and saw our super hosing it down. So really, we all took an L that night.
We really did. And I will add that when I got back from this man's apartment, and you know, I don't like this man to begin with. You know, we all have a guy like that, yeah, where we're like, I hate you, but
fuckboy, I'll bleep his name out.
Exactly. So this is fuckboy, bleep his name out as well. And I remember I was so hungover taking my Uber back to our apartment. And then I walk into our apartment and Katie and Lauren are on FaceTime shit talking this guy.
I have never met this man. I can't say a word against him. I've only heard him in our apartment. But Katie gave me the 411.
But literally I walked in and I was like, okay, true.
So needless to say, poor decisions were made on every front that night. So that was number three, because it really, every messy night brings a girl gang together.
Even if the girl gang has been separated.
Because then we all powwow at the end and it's like, you did what?
That's so, my favorite part of going out is like the drunk powwows the next morning, whether it's over brunch or like over FaceTime, that's the best.
And we all get to laugh because we're all in the same boat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I think coming in hot, number two, this was really recent. This was like a few days ago recent. But Blau, honestly, Blau, this is why I want you to start a YouTube. You deserve to be an actress.
Oscar-worthy performances from
truly,
us all around.
I've never done this before, and Blau was a pro. But I went on perhaps the worst date of my life. Like, 30 minutes in, texted Blau and was like, I'm going to need you to call me after I finish my drink. Like, it was that bad.
That's how bad it was. We will just say that this man owned an iPad and not a phone.
He had a backpack. I was like, why would you roll up to date like fully like with this backpack? He was also 15 minutes late. I didn't tell you that part. He was 15 minutes late. I wanted to off myself. So I was already in a pissy mood. But he was British. So I was like, whatever. Like, I don't know. He's probably hot. He was. But dude, a hot
baggage.
Mess. Like baggage. Things that you shouldn't learn about someone on a first date. I learned in 30 minutes. And knew. I was like, this man, like, this isn't it. Like, I'm going to need Blau to save me. He asked me to drinks. And then we go get drinks. And he's like, oh, I'm going to get a Diet Coke. And I was like, I fully had just ordered a Marg. And was like, what? And he goes, he was like, oh, like, I haven't, like, had alcohol in, like, 5 years. But I used to prefer drinking tequila out of a bottle. Just said that straight face.
So, like, sober recovering alcoholic, basically, mm-hmm. at this point.
And then pulls out his iPad. And is like, yeah, I lost my phone last week. So I've been using my iPad. Like, and then I think the icing on the cake is when he was like, yeah, I don't believe COVID is as bad as the government says. I think it's a conspiracy.
He was a conspiracy theorist about COVID, you guys.
And I was just like, you know, this ain't it for me.
Time to dial Blau into this combo.
And, okay,
basically.
But here's the thing. Lauren made a mistake. And I didn't know if I was busy or asleep. And I just needed to cover all my bases. So I texted fuckboy and was fully like, what are you doing right now? Like, can I Uber to your place? And it was a waiting game of like, who's gonna text back? Blau. Blau. Blau texted first and I was like, fucking amazing. So Blau, you truly it was so good. Believable.
I'm glad that it was. But basically, Lauren was like, call me in 15 minutes. I was like, okay, I'm gonna call her and tell her that I'm locked out of the apartment. And at that point, like, call me Meryl Streep, call me Tom Hanks.
Oscar worthy.
And Lauren on the other end of it was doing a great job too.
I don't think my face was.
Well, your voice. She was like, how long have you been locked out for? I was like, oh, okay, great. Like, get him to hear the other side of the combo. Like, know what's going on. I think you did a great job.
It was honestly abysmal. And I'm so glad he didn't try to kiss me. Like, it just was not a good date. So honestly, coming in number two for good roommates is when Blau saved me from the British man.
Anytime. We also have like a list going of like different excuses we could potentially use for like new dates.
Oh, so many. Because, you know, as every fuck girl does, like we got to cover all our bases. But okay. Number one. Wow. When was this? Was this like 2 weeks ago?
What was the situation at hand?
A roommate taco night, number one.
This was like a week ago. Actually, like I think exactly.
Exactly a week
or
ago.
Or like a week and a day.
A week was, and a day. Eight days.
So we decided, because we don't want to spend a lot of money.
Because we're broke bitches. We just signed a new apartment.
Exactly. And we also didn't want to get too blackout.
LOL. When do we not blackout
Because
together?
We had work the next day. It was so a we're Thursday. Like, let's have a really wholesome taco night
we're
at home.
We're going to cook everything from scratch. Blau made guac. I made a garlic aioli. We have slow cooker chicken. Like, it was shaping up to be wholesome.
It really was.
I told my coworkers about it. My boss was like, send pics. Like, was fully supposed to be like a cute girl's night, but blah, what happened?
So first, we had margaritas. All well and good. You know, margaritas are just a part of taco night. Then I don't know how it devolved into us taking shots of vodka.
We had White Claw first. We went to go buy Jewel Pods of vodka.
Yeah.
Not vodka, White Claws.
Just bad. And we had a variety pack of White Claws.
Variety which, number two, which hits different.
It does hit different. And just as a reminder for the math there, it's 12 cans in a pack. There was three of us at taco night and all of the cans were gone
by
the end of the night.
We had an empty White Claw box in our fridge. Like fully. I thought we didn't drink at all. No. The next day I went to go grab a White Claw. There were none.
So we fully had like two margaritas each. I think we also started out with a glass of wine while we were cooking.
We did. We were drinking while we were cooking for sure.
And then we did a shot of vodka later in the night.
For funsies. Just for fun.
For shits and giggles. And it ended in a full-on blackout for all of us.
A Thursday night. We had a lot of work to the next day. This was fully a busy week. Like, this is the week that, like, my ass is up until midnight working. Blau was working overtime. Like, fully, we should not have blacked out on a Thursday night. I also had just recovered from strep, so probably not the best move. But here's the thing. On top of the fact that we were like, we don't want to spend money. Like, this is going to be wholesome. Our drunk asses ordered dessert on Uber Eats that came out to like $25 a person.
It was bad. But in the process, we did discover that our apartment has a rooftop.
Oh my fuck. I almost forgot about the rooftop.
We're literally moving out in a month.
A month.
Less
than a month.
I actually think it was a month that day that we did it. And we discovered we had a rooftop.
Our drunk asses were like, you know what? Let's go see if we have a rooftop. We're on the ground floor. This is like a fifth floor apartment. So we had to walk to the sixth floor. And I think Julia slipped like twice. We were fully screaming up and down like the stairway. At one point somebody opened the door and we were like, shh. Like, we were messy.
Messy.
And then we got on the roof. And I mean, you could watch my fucking TikTok, but we were up to no good.
Yeah, we really weren't. There was a lot of Mamma Mia songs involved. A lot of ABBA.
A lot of just not good photos. Like, again, we've said it before on the last Wine Wednesday, but we can never run for public office. And
no.
There are some things from that night that cement that for
also,
me.
Also, something else to learn from that night is take photos before you get drunk if you want good photos.
Oh, my God.
Because we were all feeling ourselves.
We thought they were going to be the cutest photos ever.
And then I looked at my AirDrop the next day. There was like 125 photos and not one of them was usable.
Not a single one.
I, at one point in the night, very late into the night, actually took my top off. A lot of these photos, I'm just in a bra.
We have photos like kissing through masks. We have photos that are like circa Tumblr 2011. I don't know what. And then it started raining. And I was like, should we go downstairs? And Blau was like, no. I think we should just like sit in the rain for a bit. And we were all like drunk and angsty, right? So we're like, yeah, like let's simp in the rain.
It'll be so Tumblr.
We like, started playing, what is it? What was that song? Unwritten.
Because that just matches with the rain. Hit.
And we laid on this dirty-ass rooftop in the rain listening to Unwritten.
And my phone was also dead and lying out and just being rained on. And then my charger didn't work for like a day after that.
So to sum it up, whenever Blau and I say that we're going to have a wholesome night, it never ends up being a wholesome night. But we wake up the next morning and laugh. I mean, okay, to be fair, we woke up the next morning in pain. Our dessert was like milk bar and we got milkshakes. I am lactose intolerant.
And I think I might be too, because it hurt. I had a stomach ache.
We both fully had meetings, had to get bagels, like had a ton of fucking dishes to wash because we hosted. We were entirely unwell.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we're a fucking fun time. We are such good roommates. Sam, if you're listening, I swear we're not always this messy. This is like a not common thing. But that's our goodbye to 508. You know, like we've had some really great memories in here. I hate this apartment, but I don't hate like what it brought us.
Yeah, agreed.
So with that, now that you guys have just discovered the mess that we can be, because, you know, we are professional bitches. We have jobs. We're good. We also literally finessed our way into a Soho apartment.
I can't believe it happened, but it did.
I don't even know where to begin, Blau. The street easy. You found the street easy.
I found the street easy the day that it had been listed, and it looked incredible. But anyone who knows street easy, yeah, anyone who knows street easy in New York City knows that they catfish you sometimes. Sometimes they're like, yeah, windows in every room, closets in every room, and then they get there and they're straight up lying. So we were a little skeptical, but we were like, wow, this seems amazing. Let's go tour it. So we literally texted the broker that day and we were like, can we go tour it? And he was like, yeah, I have an opening tomorrow at 6 p.m. if you guys want to see it.
So we were like, hop on that dick. Like, let's go. Like, we need to tour this apartment. Like, this could be amazing. And like, mind you, Blau and I spent the last 3 weeks looking at apartments ourselves. So our third roommate was a friend of mine from college. And like, I don't harbor ill feelings. I think a part of me is still bitter, but like I love her as a friend. And like I'm not the kind of person that's going to let something like this ruin a friendship. But it was a very trying period of our lives. Like Blau and I were not sleeping. We'll get into it. But like it was a lot. And we were touring places for her because she was moving in with us and she wasn't in New York. And like anybody who – and she's been in the city for longer than us. And I feel like anybody who lives in the city knows that like – the New York City housing market moves quick. You've got a tour. You've got a sign. You can't be picky, especially when you're not rich. Like when you're like us, you can't afford to be picky.
And especially if it's a really nice place, you just know it's going to go quick.
Even during a fucking pandemic.
Which, you know, it did. You can talk about that, Lauren. Tell us.
So the next day, it's literally the – no, it's the day of. It's the day of. We're supposed to tour. It is noon. No, it's the day before. So it's the day that Blau makes the appointment. And a few hours after Blau was like, yep, we'll meet you tomorrow at 6. It's 3 p.m. He goes, I'm sorry, the apartment got rented, but you guys can still come tomorrow. I have another apartment I can show you. It's like not as nice, but like it's in Soho. And we were like, you know what? Fuck it. Like, let's just see the building. But I fully scheduled like another apartment tour for us because we can't be homeless. Like, we needed an apartment. So we're bummed.
We spiraled
hard. We were like on street easy. We're looking at everything. We're like, can we improve our budget? Like, what can we do? The next day, it's noon. And he goes, the third roommate dropped out. Dun, dun, dun. Foreboding.
Like, yeah, very foreshadowing.
Third roommate dropped out. Can you guys come at 5:30? So it's even earlier than our previous appointment. And Blau and I were like,
we dropped everything.
We both had work to do overtime and we both were like, fuck it. Texted our third roommate and she was like, FaceTime me in. Like, I'm so down. And Blau and I just had good feelings. Like, good feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And we get to this apartment and we're walking through the streets and we're like, oh, like, this is Soho, Soho.
Like, actual Soho. Like, what you see in the movies, what everyone dreams of.
Every
in New
Instagrammer's
York City.
Like, background. Like, that's our apartment. And we get there and we knew that it was going to be on like a higher floor. And here's the thing. 2 weeks prior, Blau and I toured an apartment on the seventh or was it the sixth or seventh floor, Blau?
I'm pretty sure it was the seventh floor.
It was a seventh floor of an apartment in the Lower East Side, which is pretty ideal because like that's where we go out. And there was a Trader Joe's and it was like a very like updated modern apartment. And Blau and I fell in love, but we had called our roommate after and we were like, honest to God, like, what number of flights is your hard stop? Because, yeah, seven flights is a little extraneous and she had a small dog. So we wanted to be, like, proactive about it and set the expectations, level set. And she said, if it's a nice apartment, I don't mind. We have text message receipts.
We have the receipts.
So we're going into this Soho apartment thinking five flights up. And here's the thing. The ceilings weren't high. They're not super high. They're not low, but they're not like – we currently have very high ceilings and we're blessed for that, but they weren't super high.
So basically the flights were not like massive flights of stairs that you had to go up like I didn't think it was that bad at all. And we were tired from a long day and I didn't even think it was that bad.
We were walking stressed.
Up five flights.
And we get into the apartment and we also like see a notice that's like, oh, like don't bring your trash down. We have trash valet 3 days a week. You leave your trash outside of your apartment and facilities comes and picks it up because Soho's bougie and doesn't want trash outside. So we're like, oh my God, we don't even have to bring our trash up and down every day.
Which would be like the one major thing that that would be kind of annoying, like going up and down for trash.
So we're like, this is kind of like amazing. So we walk up and we walk in and Blau and I were on the same page. We were like,
when can we sign? This is a dream apartment.
Starstruck. Like,
actually starstruck.
Like the three rooms are different sizes, but they're like equally smaller. You know, it's like, I think it's like maybe like 20 square feet smaller each time. And so we were able to scale the pricing. The living room was huge.
Massive. There's so much sun in this apartment. Like, I just remember being like, this is a dream apartment. Like, did someone die here?
Yeah. We thought that somebody had to have died there. And that's why the apartment rent was so low. And we FaceTimed our third roommate. And we get down to the bottom of the stairs. It's torrential downpour. So Blau and I are waiting for an Uber. And she was like, yes, I think we should apply. And Blau, you heard that, right?
Yes. She was the one who mentioned it first that we should apply for this apartment. Also, it had a rooftop. I don't know if we mentioned that. But oh, rooftop access.
And it's a gorgeous rooftop.
It's in Soho. Of course, it's a gorgeous rooftop.
And it was level. It didn't feel sketch. And there was a table. So, like, you know people come out there. And it was a boutique building. And there's only 15 apartments. We currently live in a 30-apartment building and know no neighbors. And I feel like in this apartment, we'll know our neighbors. And it'll be fun.
Yeah.
So, Bonner is sold. Like, we are hyped the entire Uber ride home. We're like, this is our apartment. And our third roommate was like, this was meant for, we have the receipts. We have the receipts.
She was so excited. She was talking about how we should decorate it, get an L-shaped couch, this and that, like fully on board.
No indication that there were any doubts. And to be fair, she was out of state, but like, I know so many people that have signed leases not being in New York because that's just how the housing market works. And like, Blau and I are friends with her. We know her. We would never try to screw anyone over. We're not bad people.
Yeah, exactly.
You guys know.
And also, like, to be out of state is one thing. If all the roommates are out of state, then yeah, that kind of sucks. You don't see it at all. But to have two friends there that can vouch for the apartment, that's a whole different ball game.
And so we were like, this is amazing. And our third roommate was trying to get out of a lease. And the day that we toured, she broke her previous lease. Somebody had rented it. And we were like, this is literally fate. We're
like, it was so a excited. Sign from the universe.
So she flies out to New York the next day because, like, since her apartment's getting taken over, she has to move out. I offer to help her move out. I fully still have strep throat, but I'm, like, a good friend. I'm like, I'm going to help you. And this is what gets me. She knew that – she said that she didn't want to sign until she saw it, which Blau and I were very like, okay, that's fine. Like, we get it, especially because she was flying out. And our broker was – honestly, God bless our broker because he was being so
nice about it, yeah.
But she printed the lease for us and came to our apartment. And as Blau and I were signing the lease, she was like, oh, do you have another pen? And Blau and I didn't expect her to sign the lease. So we were like, yeah.
Like, we thought she was going to sign after touring. We were fully expecting to bring our part of the lease signed so that if she saw it and liked it, she could sign there. But she started signing immediately. So that erased any doubts that me and Lauren had in our minds.
We did have doubts.
Yeah, we were like, oh, maybe she doesn't love it. Like, I would get it if she just kind of, I don't know, wanted to see it first and then kind of talked herself out of it. But no, she signed the lease. So she was just going.
A legally binding document, might I
add. Which, to everyone listening, I mean, I'm sure you guys know that a lease is a legally binding document, but we're just going to reiterate it here.
It's a lease is a legally binding document. And Blau and I had both gotten our fathers to send care. And you guys will know. But we have a visitor. Oh, my God. Wait, Katie has made so many, like, her name has been dropped on this podcast so many times, and I'm super excited because she could provide some commentary because Katie's a hype man. So she signed the fucking lease, and here's the thing, Blau, did I hold a gun to her head and make her sign this lease?
No, she literally signed it before seeing the apartment, and then when she had toured the apartment with you, let you hand it over to the broker.
She let me hand it to the broker, and here's the thing, she's a year older than us, and I love her. And if she listens to this, we have a visitor. Katie! Do you want to say hi to the rookie gang? We're recording the podcast. Come say hello in Blau's mic.
Okay. I'm just rookie.
Yes. This is for rookies.
Oh my God. This is my dream.
Katie, so to recap, guys.
You should be a guest.
Yes. No, Katie needs to be a Wine Wednesday guest because Katie has all of the moves. But Katie, ladies and gents, previous Wine Wednesday, Blau and I are talking about how our friend Katie's roommates were like going through our dating apps. This is Katie. This is the woman, the myth, the legend.
Hello, everyone.
So, Katie, you have heard our housing debacle, and this is what we're going through right now. Honest to God, a lease is a legally binding document. So
it's still a frustrating situation to be in, especially when I feel like moving is so tricky. Like, I didn't know my roommates when we first met.
And it worked out perfectly.
And it worked out really great, which I'm happy about. But there's definitely sort of a fine line to walk when you're going through the process of moving, because it's stressful for everyone and everyone sort of like wants to make things work. But at the same time, you have to be upfront about what you're looking for.
And here's the thing. We're all adults and this is a year-long financial commitment.
Yeah.
Blau and I, when we had tour apartments and we didn't like a certain thing, we would be very upfront and be like, I did not like this street. I did not like this neighborhood. Yeah. And we would say that in our group chat. And here's the thing, especially through text, I feel like it's really easy to be assertive because you're not seeing that person in like in person.
Yeah.
And here's the thing, though. We're all fucking adults. And given this is like a year-long financial commitment, you should feel empowered and honestly like obligated to tell the truth.
You should have enough respect for the other people to be honest about where you're at, especially when your decisions are going to affect them as well at the end of
the day. Especially because we had already like overnighted forms. Like our dads were involved. Like credit checks were done. So our credit might have been impacted. So she... We tour this apartment and she has like a 10-minute period to just be an adult and say like, hey, like, you know, like I have some doubts, which Blau and I get would have been an awkward conversation. But then we were then put into a legal awkward situation because she watched me turn in the lease, didn't stop me. And our broker was like, okay, amazing. Like, I'll see you guys on Monday for the money. Like, thanks so much for turning in the paperwork. There were three groups waiting for you to drop. So I'm so glad you guys got this paperwork in. And I'm like, oh my God, of course, like no worries. And since we were in Soho, I had to go return some clothes from Zara that just like I didn't want. They just didn't fit me right. And I knew something was wrong because third roommate didn't wait with me in line. She was like, I'll be outside. And I was like, okay.
Sketch.
And I texted Blau because I was like, okay, I'm getting sus vibes. And I was in line for, I shit you not, 25 minutes because Zara Soho is the fucking worst. And the line just took forever. And I texted her and was just like, hey, I know we were planning on getting dinner. I know you flew in this morning. You haven't eaten. Like, feel free to go get food without me. Like, we'll meet up another time this week because I had planned fully on literally helping this girl move into, like, move out of her apartment. So she was like, no, like, I'll wait. I need to talk to you. And then I, like, text Blau and I was like, we got a code fucking red.
Yeah.
Like, this is stressful. I walk out of the Zara and she is sitting on the Zara stoop and is like, take a seat. And I literally was like, my heart dropped.
100%.
And she was like, I do not think I can live in this apartment. And I was like, why didn't you say anything? She was like, I just didn't feel like the building was well maintained. It's in fucking Soho.
Yeah.
It was well maintained. I've been to her apartment in Brooklyn. Like, this is a way better maintained apartment. And I don't know. I just feel like she was going through a lot. And so I'm trying not to judge her and be angry about it. Because, like, as a friend, I would have never wanted her to be in a shit situation like this. But I don't think she quite realized the shit situation that she put Blau and me in. Because, Katie, you saw the text. Like, she fully
was
playing the victim card.
It was definitely an interesting situation to be in. I think that is part of what makes housing, especially in New York, so difficult. Is, like, because it's so stressful on yourself, I feel like sometimes people think that it's all about themselves or only see it as how it's affecting them as opposed to other people. And, like, especially in this city, like, you really need to keep in mind that you need to, like, move as a unit.
Yeah,
so to speak.
Move as a unit, but also be a fucking adult. New Yorkers have some of the toughest skin ever. This broker's little fucking heart would not have been broken if she was like, I don't like this apartment. Like, no. You know, like, also, it's a year-long commitment.
Yeah.
Don't let us turn in that lease if you're not serious about it. So she put us into a predicament, to say the least. And Blau and I aren't terrible people. We weren't going to make her live with us if she didn't want to live there. So, and we didn't want to lose this apartment. And she already had turned in a legally binding document. So Blau and I were like, okay, give us 48 hours. It's a Friday afternoon. We have 2 days before our broker is back in the office on Monday to figure this out. Within 48 hours, I had this bitch on Roomie. We had 16 messages from girls, 4 messages from guys, and we found a mutual friend and we love her. Sam, we're so excited for you to move in with us. Like, you are the perfect balance between me and Blau. But it worked out because she and I – so, okay, Sam, this is crazy. Sam was in the same sorority as me in college. She went to Tulane. And the day that Voldemort and I broke up, or Katie, we're referring to, I'm going to bleep his name out. We're referring to as Voldemort.
Because oh, perfect. He shall not be named.
But the day, the brunch that and I broke up,
yeah.
Sam was sitting next to me and was like, fuck that boy. Like,
iconic.
Just like fate. And she has mutual friends with Julia, Blau's best friend from home, because they went to Tulane together. So we were like, this is crazy. Like,
perfect.
The stars have aligned. The universe is blessing yeah. us. So it works out. And here's the thing, though. The last, like, 48 hours, I had gotten 8 a.m. text messages and calls about how we needed to break this lease, how if we didn't turn the money in, it wasn't official, which just is false. And it was stressful because also Blau and I are like, we don't want to lose this apartment. We also have spent the last 2.5-3 weeks spending our own money and our own time
yeah.
touring 3-person apartments, had just gone above and beyond. So we were already frustrated. And so we literally found someone to sublet that Monday, or was it Wednesday? Like, I don't even remember. So Monday, we're like, okay, Sam, like, let's get this paperwork ready. Let's make an excuse. And that Wednesday, we text our broker. We email our broker with everything. And he calls us and is just like, by the way, your third roommate's dad, like, told me off on the phone. Like, it was just like he, like, basically verbally assaulted him. It was just like, you're doing a bad job. Like, you're so unprofessional. Here's the thing with New York housing. When you are on, like, a multiple person lease, you don't get separate leases per person. Like, it is one lease and everybody's personal information is, like, on this one lease. And I guess her dad didn't like that and, like, fully told off our broker. And here's the thing. We didn't know that. Blau and I had no clue. And that kind of, like, put us in a weird situation because we intend on living here for more than a year.
Yeah, that is an insanely awkward position.
And it is so important
for another
to have,
adult
yeah.
to put you in.
But you, it's so important to have, like, a very healthy, like, good relationship with your broker because they are the mediator between you and your landlord. And so he already probably thought we were crazy bitches. But after Blau and I emailed him and he called us, he was like, oh, no, you and Blau have been fine, but your third roommate, like, I'm on the fence about. And tells us all this shit. And is like, honestly, you know, like, I would rather just write her off the lease. We're like, you guys have over a month. You found this girl who's in. Like, I would just rather not be involved with this, like, girl and her family at all. Like, you guys are fine. You're not losing this apartment. Yeah. Blau and I literally almost started crying. It's like 9 a.m. We're ready to start boozing because we have been so stressed. Blau and I literally would take melatonin pills at night and wake up an hour early because we were so stressed about it. Because totally you guys get it. It's housing. Housing in New York City is so fucking stressful.
We're touring our first apartment this weekend in Brooklyn. Tomorrow, actually. Which I'm excited to get a nicer place.
Yes.
But I definitely am not looking forward to the it's emotionally just, yeah. and physically draining process
no, it's
of moving in New York.
So to kind of like sum it up, Blau and I were so professional about it. We did not lose our cool.
Excellent.
We never told off the third girl. And here's the thing. She's still somebody I really care about. And I've reached out and, you know, maybe she's mad at me or like maybe she's embarrassed. But like I have extended an olive branch and she hasn't reciprocated, which kind of sucks because
so
she was somebody I considered one of my best
yeah.
friends. And I'm always here. Like, if you're listening, I'm always here. But, you know, like, it's just hard because, like, I never wanted something like housing to tear a friendship apart. And it's just really sad to have seen that happen, which is why I'm like, nope. Like, if you want to make amends, like, I'm here. Like, I've apologized. Like, we're adults. Like, finding housing in New York City post-college is, like, it's an adulting kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I think Blau and I have really learned that, like, honestly, like, trust no bitch. Like,
you gotta
really
grab the bull by the horns,
exactly.
baby. You
no,
just gotta
exactly.
get in there.
We have learned to be so much more transparent and honest. And I think Blau and I have really grown from it. And I mean, like, Katie, you saw us devolve in the group chat. You saw us go through the ups and the fucking downs. And so Blau, guys, is making guacamole for our taco night that's about to incur. So
do you like
Katie,
my avocado?
Yes.
Dress,
no,
by
and
way?
Katie is literally an avocado Justin dress. Beamed. I'm obsessed. We'll have to take photos for this promo. But I know this Wine Wednesday has been kind of all over the place, but guys, I shit you not, this situation has made me and Blau alcoholics. We've had alcohol every single day since this whole thing has happened.
Let me show you what I brought.
Did you bring tequila?
I also just want to say one
holy
thing.
Holy shit, that's a lot.
This is pre-made margs. I put the big one on the counter.
Yes,
and
we love.
And then I thought about it, and I was like, these are my ladies. I should grab a second one.
Yes, and we have frozen strawberries and mangoes, so it'll be yummy.
Yeah, so we're going to make frozen margaritas, but my takeaway is that honestly what is meant to be will be, yes, because I feel like we went through the ringer for this apartment and a lot of shit that we couldn't have predicted happened, but also a lot of stuff fell in our favor.
And I agree.
I honestly think we're with a roommate that we might even be more compatible with.
I agree.
Like, we both have mutual friends with her, and I think if you're ever in, like, a bad experience with housing, like, everyone has been there at least once. Everyone that we've brought this up with is like, oh, I had a similar situation. But you will get through it. And
honestly, Blau and I are like, trust no bitch, but we trust each other. And, like, that's something we've learned. And, okay, Katie, I want you to answer this final takeaway for this Wine Wednesday. What are you most excited for our next year together?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my gosh. Okay, let me think. I'm looking forward to hopefully like bars and
bars,
like clubs being reopened.
We miss the Jane. We miss everything.
Yeah, like just like being out and about, of course, I'm looking forward to. But I think that in terms of a new space, I'm excited for you guys to be able to expand a little bit more. I'm really excited for our taco night. And like, I'm excited that you guys will have a big space and mostly just to meet this new girl and expand the girl group and
100%. I think everybody always says your first year in New York is the roughest. And I think the last 2 weeks have cemented that for Blau and me. And so it's only up from here. Sam, we're so excited to live with you. To the rest of the Rookie Gang listening, you guys follow along. You guys know literally too much about my fucking life. But here's the thing. You guys love it. You guys love listening to it. And I'm sure in the next year, there will be many a Wine Wednesday with Katie, with Blau, with Sam, just like that feels so much less of a mess because yes, we're still going to be making rookie mistakes, but they're just going to hit a little different because it's not our first year anymore. It's mistakes with men. Maybe it's mistakes with women. Maybe it's just like honestly career moves and like who knows what the next year is going to look like because of COVID. But all I do know is that like we are on this fucking come up and I'm so excited to bring you guys on this journey.
After this year, we are only on the come up.
So let's fucking go. Thank you guys for making it this far into the episode. I know we had technical difficulties. Blau and I are pretty fucked up. We had Katie come in, which I'm so excited for because she's literally been mentioned in this podcast so much. So if you didn't hate this, if you're super excited for us to move to Soho, literally just share this episode on social media. Let's fucking go. I'm so excited. I'll see you all next week back to wholesome, sober content. Bye, Rookie Gang.